one man's trash is another man's smartphone? This is Sandra Tsinglo with The Lowdown on Science. Electronics keep society wired, but how does Mother Nature like them? Electronics rely on rare earth elements. Think cerium, neodymium, and dysprosium. Mining them is expensive and damages the environment. Extracting them from the waste of coal-burning power plants could be greener, but it's ineffective and expensive. But wait! Bing Dang and researchers from Rice University think they might have hit the mother load. They used a process called flash joule heating. High voltage is pushed through power plant waste, which is also treated with acid. Temperatures rise to over 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Results? Over twice the amount of rare earth elements were released than previously, and researchers were able to use a much weaker acid than before. They think this will help recycle aluminum production waste and e-wastes, like batteries. Then we could keep making our smartphones without harming the environment and human miners. Getting rare earth elements while cleaning up the planet. That's worth phoning home about.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.